want me to tell you in a hurry who else called?
Well, if there's anybody worthwhile. Manola.
Connolly called. And he said it came through exceedingly well down there, and that, you know, that he didn't know these men. He knew Powell slightly, but they sound very good. He thought your delivery, everything was excellent.
Good.
Fishick thought it was terrific, and it was a real surprise for her. Hodgson said he's over at Blair House, and so is Rogers, and I don't know who else. Hodgson said that he was sitting next to Meany while they were listening, and Meany was commenting about every other phrase on who was going to be the nomination. And he is very happy, one, because he was afraid Friday was going to get it, and he was terribly against him. Two, he was glad it was not a woman. And three, it said if Rehnquist, he said anyone who served with Jackson had to be a good man. Then he was hoping you could make a call to Meany sometime, because apparently they called us away to Christ's Board in a hurry, and meeting for tomorrow, and he's annoyed that they called it without more notice or something. But I just don't think you can.
I won't do it. I've done enough.
That's my feeling too. And Hodgson says you want to talk with him.
Yeah.
And Bill Rogers called, but that call went to Alex, and Alex said for me to call him back later. Stan thought you really fooled him, and he's getting a big kick out of the commentators trying to figure out whether they'd been cleared or whether you'd had these there all the time, you know, that sort of thing. Romney thought it was superb. You disarmed your critics. The statement you made about the reason for their appointment would be accepted as valid and sound by anyone, he felt. He just thought it was very excellent all the way through. Richardson thought it was, he was very impressed by the speech. He thought it was a very fine statement. He thought that it was particularly good that you gave people what they really need, a little bit of the background and the support of the court as an institution. That it was superb. Mitchell thought it was just great delivery and everything, wonderful presentation. And the important thing was that you gave the country a bit of history, you know, a history lesson which they need about the court, which they haven't been getting. Roger Morton called Alex and said, great delivery, especially why it's because it's to explain the court and the duties of the justices, put the things in the proper perspective of the American people. So he thought the selections were excellent, couldn't be better.
Bella. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so that's all, because I've been on the phone since that ended.
And
Alec gave me another note just saying that Rogers and Hodgson and all of them, and Flanagan's group is what it is, all saw. They grouped, the group applauded the performance and the selection.
But I know very well that this was a goddamn good speech.
Oh, it was excellent. It was excellent. It just couldn't have been better. And everyone, this is, I take a lot of calls after them, but this is very, it's spontaneous. They were almost all on the line at one time. They had to wait. Right. Connolly called in from Texas.
Yeah.
John Mitchell waited in his office and called. And he said he'd be home if you wanted to talk to him.
I'll have to talk to him, right.
As I say, Romney and all the people, Roger Johnson called. He thought you just did a superb, superb job. And
see, Louise was against a woman anyway. You might give Louise a call.